That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that can kill you.
Like toxic fumes, or carjacking, or snake bites.
And the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like missing princesses, or your dress falling apart at the Oscars, or attacking exes.
Ooh, all that sounds very dangerous.
And scary.
I'm terrified.
Let's play the theme song.
Do it!
Ground is shaking under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling. Goblin down, Xanax ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive.
Happy birthday!
Dun, 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 dun.
It's Christine's birthday!
Another year better.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel wiser and more mature and like you give less of a fuck? They promise that.
Oh, yeah. I give so little fucks.
I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to run around naked. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't have a bra on. I do have a bra on. And it has an underwire in it, and I regret it. I regret that choice. No, none of those things have happened. Somehow we were still awake at midnight last night, so my husband wished me a happy was the Aww. First to wish me a happy birthday.
Nice.
You bought me this M Cafe.
I bought you a birthday drink.
You bought me an entire cafe.
I did. I hope you like it. If you don't like it, you can't return it.
I don't want to
until escrow.
I don't want to run a cafe. I thought I made that clear to you.
I know I'm not a good listener. I thought you said you definitely did 100% want to run a
you
cafe.
You really don't listen to me.
Well, you're making granola. I thought maybe you wanted to run a cafe.
You're right. You're right. I am making granola. This is, I think, what we're all thinking right now.
Okay.
Where is Princess Kate?
I don't care.
You don't care? No. How do you not care? I'm obsessed.
I know.
You know what? I didn't care either. And then this Photoshop shit
Did you
dropped.
Start? Are you watching the ladies in pajamas on TikTok?
No.
What's that?
No.
So Danielle, this is my favorite thing. Okay. I spent so much time yesterday wasting time.
Sure.
There are these women on TikTok. I'm uh-huh. not on TikTok, but you know, like TikTok kind of merges.
You can watch,
you can
yeah.
watch it from Instagram or on Twitter. That's how I ended up
yes.
seeing these women.
Okay.
They're like in their pajamas and they're like in the front, you know, on these TikTok videos, they're always in like uncomfortably close
yeah.
in the front.
Yeah.
And they're pointing to the picture.
Right.
That's Photoshopped.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, you can see this, all of these outfits they're wearing. They're from an event in November 2023. Now, you can see, here is Billy. I don't know what the kid's name is.
I'm sure it's Billy.
Here's Billy.
Bobby and JoJo.
He wore this when he volunteered at the soup kitchen November 23. Charlotte also wears with this sweater, this unique neckline. Take a look. Here she is at the soup kitchen. Now, Princess Kate wore this sweater. You can only get it in cream. It's only made in cream. Now, look. They photoshopped and changed the color of the sweater. And her face is from the Vogue 2020 cover.
Yeah, which it's not. It does not look the same. I looked at it.
I think it does. I think it looks exactly the same.
I cannot help but follow it. I'm trying not to, but I keep fucking seeing it in the timeline. And she apparently said, I photoshopped the photo.
Which is also bananas. That you think Princess Kate is in her spare time photoshopping photos and that the
No, I mean, she might be dead and someone else tweeted
and,
that.
And
I
Windsor Castle is like, yeah, we'll release photos to newspapers that you in your spare time photoshop.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing to it. I just don't. I'm just waiting for it to the truth to come out. I'm not like I'm not trying to do the homework myself.
I'm not trying to do any homework. I am enjoying watching other people do the homework. That's my favorite thing.
Okay,
is watching other people do the homework.
All right,
that delights me. Yeah. And so the other thing I'm enjoying is the speculation about this other duchess.
Who's the other duchess?
So there's a duchess who, former model, she's a duchess, close ties to the you know, royals through her life.
Okay.
I can't remember, her name's like Duchess Margarine.
Margarine?
That's what we're going to call her. Duchess Margarine.
Okay.
Former model, she's 39, so she's the right age, married to someone 23 years her senior, lives near them.
Is this the British royalty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She lives in, you know, giant castle. And everyone's like, kind of convenient for the Daily Mail to drop this, or it's not the Daily Mail, it's like the Guardian or the Telegraph, one of those, to drop this huge like puff piece about her right around the time that the princess is missing. So
what?
I think the speculation is that they're about to announce a divorce and because he's been having an affair with this duchess.
Okay. I did hear that there are rumors of a divorce. But why would they drop it if...
To just put it in people's minds, I guess?
Oh, you mean that they would not drop it? That they? I thought you meant drop it, like leave it alone. You mean they would put
like
in
drop
the article?
It. Like
got
they're
it.
Sliding it in to go, here's...
Gotcha.
We know, like in people in the in the world of the press already know what's actually going on. So they're like, okay, let's already introduce who this woman is. So it's not... So it's already in people's minds.
Right.
Is Princess Kate in a barrel somewhere? Like
going with Shelley Miscavige.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, someone said, and which is the thought I had, why don't they just put her on camera if there's no problem? Like if she, like,
yes,
put her on camera and say hi with that day's newspaper and just like, yes, hi, I'm alive.
Can we have proof of life, please?
Well, I think the implication is that she's refusing to cooperate.
Oh, like, good for her.
Like the idea of if say being in the royal family is somewhat like being in Scientology, if you leave, you're like, I don't have to do any of this. Like maybe that's what she's saying is like, no.
Well, no, I mean, that's the argument. The argument is if everything is all right, then she would do, she would go on camera, but clearly not everything is all right.
Right.
So that she's not, I mean, I follow Lori Kilmartin on Twitter, so that's why I know this. For reasons I cannot comprehend, she's obsessed with the royal family.
Yes.
So it's all over my timeline.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, I only know it again because Twitter is fun when a princess goes missing.
Sure. Yeah.
This is all just an elaborate hoax to squeeze out another season of The Crown.
Yeah. There was someone showed, did you see that post?
Where people got, they showed a video and it was like people were sitting around a table and they're like, it's go time.
It said Crown writers this morning. And it was like some, I don't know what it was
from.
It was
like a clip from, it looked like a reality show.
Yeah, people like getting up in a hurry, like an emergency kit,
yes,
like all this
hilarious.
Crazy shit. It was very funny.
Yeah.
So
no,
kudos
that,
to whoever did that. That was very funny.
There was some funny stuff regarding the princess stuff. You know what? My heart goes out to her.
I couldn't even get through it.
I love to just act like I'm really sincere about it. Everyone watched the Oscars.
Yeah.
And how do we all feel? Does anyone have any big feelings they want to share?
I thought Kimmel did a great job, as always.
He's fine.
I thought John Mulaney was hysterical and will most likely host next time.
He was very funny.
I feel like I have to go back and watch Field of Dreams because I don't remember any of that. I haven't seen it since it came out. So I was like, what? What now? I don't remember any of that.
Yes.
He's so weird and delightful. Those people are difficult and insane. Is that what he said? Difficult and something like that.
Somebody tweeted, when did John Mulaney turn into
Jason Bateman?
Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Who was that?
I don't know.
A lot
know.
Of people.
I,
were saying,
okay. I sent it to you guys.
Oh, you sent it. That's right.
It was my favorite thing I saw about, like, it was my favorite Oscar.
He did
Oscar.
Look like him. Yeah.
That was really funny. The thing that really got me that I almost felt stupid for laughing at so hard. Was when they cut to the dog and he was applauding.
Oh, oh my God.
I laughed
so
hard.
That will never not be funny to me.
That made me
a
so
dog with fake hands.
So that made me so happy.
Made me so happy.
Oh my God. I was so happy that dog was there.
God. Yeah.
More dogs at the Oscars.
And that was he was a good actor. That was a crazy performance.
I was like, what are they doing? What did they do to that dog? How did they get that dog to do that? I mean, I know that breed of dog. It's a border collie, I assume, is like the smartest dog in the world. But
and they're
like,
bulimic.
They're bulimic, yeah.
So it wasn't hard to get them to throw
in it.
Talking about the dog in Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah.
Had to do some kind of crazy stuff.
It was really good. That dog, yeah, they should have a category for animals to win Oscars. And
but mostly
just for
it's
that
all
dog.
CGI now.
They'll
That's
get that
true.
Before stuntmen get their recognition.
I know, that was so weird. I was like, why aren't they giving... I was like, oh, is this an award for next year? No.
I thought they were going to say...
Just,
yes.
So next year we're going to extend the
yeah. But there probably are stunt awards. And honestly, maybe that is a thing where only an actual stunt person would know how to vote for that. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Although maybe. I wouldn't know how to vote for sound or something, but...
But they do a sound award.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You're going to like this, Danielle, because I know Madonna's not your favorite. I do like Madonna quite a bit. I don't know where Yaren stands. So you know she's been doing her live shows.
I do. I've seen clips.
Did you see the clip where she calls somebody out for not dancing?
No.
So she's on stage and she's like, why aren't you dancing? Because everybody's dancing. Get up and dance. Get up and dance. And she's like, come on, why? And the person says... Because I'm in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And they go, she goes, all right, not PC of me. Thanks for coming to the show.
Fantastic.
And love I was it. Like, oh my God, I just can only imagine her going backstage and like, I don't know, somehow like two assistants get fired.
Yes, right. Third gets killed.
Yeah.
Put a wheelchair person in my eye line. How dare you?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I want to know where every wheelchair person is sitting. Oh, that should never happen to me.
But I mean, the person wasn't even like rocking back and forth a little. Like,
maybe they couldn't even do that.
Oh, they're just ahead.
speaking of assistants getting fired, do you think that Emily Blunt's dress was supposed to be that far off her shoulders?
Oh, Blunt. Yes, I do.
That was a thing. There were a few.
Yeah,
things.
It was.
I couldn't tell because I was like, oh, she's going to
yell
at somebody.
It was wired
okay.
to do that. And so was
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
I only saw her in photos the next day when I was.
It's not a good look.
It's not my favorite, I would
and
say.
And then she had stitching that made it look like she was wearing tidy whities on her dress. Did you see the full dress?
Which one?
Emily
Blunt.
Blunt.
Yeah. I didn't notice that, I guess.
Oh, look again.
Okay. Because
it's fucking bananas. It's so stupid. It looks like the outline of underwear.
Okay.
On top of her dress.
Because I love like something wild. Like I loved Sandra Hüller's like space age big wings.
Yeah.
I like a funky different look. And I liked Erivo. I can't remember her first
Cynthia
name. Cynthia
Erivo.
Yeah. I thought her dress was
cool. Yeah, that
was cool. I like when things can get different and wild and, you know, structural.
There weren't super fun dresses this year.
They all looked like armor.
Yeah.
Like they looked hard.
Yeah.
And
I thought, what about, little girl, baby voice, lots of work on her face, even though she's really young.
Oh, Ariana Grande?
Yes. Thank you. Her dress was big and poofy.
It was fun.
It was
fun. I would have liked it better if the dress itself wasn't ruched, if it was just a straight dress with that gigantic thing. And Jimmy was like, that's so rude. She sits down. I'm like, honey, that's like a separate piece. That's not, she's not sitting in the audience with that thing. I don't think, right?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
I saw a meme that was a picture of her that said, me carrying my comforter from my bedroom to the living room couch.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were obviously promoting Wicked and that's what the look was.
Sure.
Yeah, why has she had so much work done? I don't understand.
She hates herself?
Okay. Also, she should not be a blonde. That girl is gorgeous, but she should not be a blonde. It looks super weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm...
Also, it was growing out.
I'm just sad when I see somebody that young who has done so many things.
I know. It's so weird. She looks like anime now.
Who's already gorgeous.
But
but speaking of her, did you watch SNL?
I did.
That Moulin Rouge sketch was hysterical.
Great. That was great.
And if you have a chance, check out the video of the Irish kids in Cork at the school, the grade school that, I don't know what they call it there, but the grade school that Cillian Murphy went to.
Oh, because he's the first Irish person, right, to win an Oscar of Best Actor.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis Irish? I don't know if he is or not, but the kids, he went to that school, and the little boys are so adorable because they were just, they were rooting for him, and it's just brilliant that he won. You know, it's just so adorable. Cute. You should just watch that. Okay. Are you guys ready to learn how to survive snakes?
Yes.
Now, it sounds like it's something we've done already, but from all of our research, we haven't done it.
We can't find it.
So maybe we did it as part of something else. But in any case, here we go. All right. Here's some key facts. You love facts. And especially when they're key.
Key facts are my favorite facts.
An estimated 5.4 million people worldwide are bitten by snakes each year, with 1.8 to 2.7 million cases of envenomings.
Wait a minute.
So even if we did do it, we know we haven't heard that word before.
Well, I think that's the new line of Angelina Jolie's perfume.
That's right. She's still selling that in Japan, right?
Envenoming.
Around 81,410 to 137,880 people die each year because of snake bites.
That many?
Yes.
That's like a huge town.
Yeah.
That's a bustling city.
Mm-hmm. And around three times as many amputations and other permanent disabilities are caused by snake bites annually.
How are we not seeing just people walking around with their arms and legs
lopped
off? Mostly
in other countries.
Oh.
Not completely, but we'll get to that.
Oh, great.
Bites by venomous snakes can cause paralysis that may prevent breathing, bleeding disorders that can lead to a fatal hemorrhage, irreversible kidney failure, and tissue damage that can cause permanent disability and limb amputation. Agricultural workers and children are the most affected. That makes sense. They're outside. Yep. Children often suffer more severe effects than adults due to their smaller body mass. Oh, teeny tiny bodies.
Plus they're little dummies who just pick up snakes.
They're such dummies.
Look at a cute snake.
Up to 95% of snake bites occur in either tropical or developing countries. Those who live in South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Sub-Saharan Africa are particularly affected by venomous snake bites, as they often don't have access to adequate healthcare services or anti-venoms. Snake bites are also especially common in poor communities, often in rural areas. People with specific jobs are more at risk, including agricultural workers, herders, fishermen, hunters.
Yes, that makes sense.
In North America, most snakes are not venomous.
Thank God.
But those that are venomous include the rattlesnake, water moccasin, coral snake, and copperhead snake.
Ooh, copperhead sounds so scary. Mm-hmm. But a cool sound, too. Like copperhead.
Copperhead. Low production of... Given low demand, several manufacturers have ceased production of antivenoms, and the price of some antivenom products have dramatically increased in the last 20 years, making treatment unaffordable for the majority of those who need it.
Unaffordable?
Yes.
So you get bitten by a snake, but you can't afford the anti... Is it venin or venom?
It's both.
Boy, this is confusing.
I know. It's venin and venom. And also, I'm sure I say it here somewhere, but each type of snake has its own antivenom.
Okay.
So it makes it, so that's why, you know how they always say, like, bring the snake with you.
Yes.
If you, you know, if you can, it's because they need to know what kind of snake it was.
Got it. They got to give you the right stuff.
Yeah. Rising prices also further suppress demand to the extent that anti-venom availability has declined significantly or even disappeared in some areas. The entry into some markets of inappropriate, untested, or even fake anti-venom products have also undermined confidence in anti-venom therapy. Horrible devil people.
Yeah, like what kind of sociopath?
Right.
Okay. That's all.
Yep. Many believe that unless strong and decisive action is taken quickly, anti-venom supply failure is imminent in Africa and in some countries in Asia. According to the CDC, about 8,000 snake bites happen in the U.S. every year. So that's not nothing, but that's way less than the rest of the world. Even a bite from a harmless snake can cause infection or allergic reaction in some people. Oh, I'm sure I would be allergic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure
everything would... You want to test it. You can come to my house.
Yes. For your safety, treat all snake bites as if they were venomous and get to a hospital emergency room as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
This is especially true if you aren't sure of the exact type of snake that bit you. With the correct treatment, antivenom, you can prevent severe illness or death. Antivenom, also called...
antivenin.
Yep. Is a treatment specific to the venom of a particular animal or insect. If you often spend time in wilderness areas, camp, hike, picnic, or live in snake-inhabited areas, Chris...
all of the above.
Learn the potential dangers posed by venomous snakes. You should know how to identify venomous snakes.
One.
Be able to get to medical help in case of emergency.
And two.
Be aware that snakes are more active during warmer months.
Oh, yeah. They like to sun themselves. Mm-hmm. One time we saw a rattlesnake just sunning itself on the sidewalk.
Aw. I don't know why I said aw. I'm sure it wasn't cute.
In our neighborhood.
What did you do? Just walk around it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very far around it.
I wonder why they don't freeze and fall to the ground like iguanas. You know how in yes. Florida, iguanas freeze and fall to the ground?
Yeah. You know what? I think they might, because the iguanas go up in the trees, right? And yeah. maybe snakes bury themselves in like little dirt mounds.
I guess I thought
trees,
I thought snakes went in trees, but that might just be because I've seen.
The Jungle Book?
No, not close. Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Because the snake in Robin Hood
yeah.
goes up into the trees.
I think that they might actually, when it's cold though, find warmer dirt to dig in.
Okay.
I'm making that up. Garen can maybe tell me if we're right.
What snakes are venomous? The most common venomous snake bites are caused by the following snakes. Pit vipers.
Ooh.
These include rattlesnakes, copperheads, and cottonmouth, which are also called water moccasin snakes. Coral snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. It sounded like I had a list, and then...
Turns out it's not.
It's just those two. Okay. Rattlesnake bites cause most of the venomous bites in the U.S. Coral snakes and imported exotic snakes cause mm-hmm. a much smaller number of snake bites. What are the symptoms of venomous bites?
Tell us.
Different snakes have different types of venom and symptoms may differ. The following are the most common symptoms of venomous snake bites. Garen is going to love this first one and then all the other ones. Bloody wound discharge.
Ooh.
Excessive bleeding and difficulty with clotting of blood. Fang marks in the skin.
Oh, no.
And swelling at the side of the bite. Just, that could be a vampire, so how would
oh,
you know?
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe if it's at your neck.
If it's sexy, then it's a vampire.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, if it's at your neck, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Severe pain at the bite site. Discoloration such as redness and bruising, enlarged lymph nodes in the area affected, diarrhea, burning, convulsions, fainting, dizziness, weakness, blurred vision, excessive sweating, fever, increased thirst, loss of muscle coordination, nausea and vomiting, numbness and tingling, especially in the mouth, rapid pulse, altered mental state, mm-hmm. shock, paralysis, breathing difficulties.
Okay.
The symptoms of a venomous snake bite may look like other health conditions or problems. Always see your health provider for a diagnosis.
Yeah, because this just could be that you're on like a new medication.
Right. Yeah.
Skyrizza.
For me, it could just be that I had 1.5 coffees.
You had an extra sip of half decaf
exactly.
latte with almond milk.
Yeah. Treatment for snake bites. Call for emergency help right away. If someone has been bitten by a snake, responding quickly in this type of emergency is crucial. While waiting for emergency help, catch up on The Real Housewives.
Yeah, or suck out the poison with your mouth.
Don't do that, by
no,
the way.
You're not supposed to do
I'm
that?
I'm going to tell you. Wash the bite with soap and water.
Okay.
Keep the bitten area still and lower than the heart.
Not higher, lower.
Not lower.
Okay.
Cover the area with...
What if it's right on the heart?
If you've got bitten on the heart?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
I think you might have other things to worry about.
Yeah. Like, why is your heart outside of your body? Oh, my God. Did you watch John Oliver this week?
Not yet.
There's an amazing scene from whatever that medical show is with Rob Lowe.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just, it makes me want to watch the show. It's so amazing.
I can't wait. I didn't even know Rob Lowe was in a new medical
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's like one of those like 911.
Oh, yes, yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, 911. Yeah, yeah,
911, Lone Star. Yeah. Okay. Cover the area with a clean, cool compress or a moist dressing to ease swelling and discomfort. Monitor breathing and heart rate. Remove all rings, watches, and constrictive clothing in case of swelling. Also because it's sexy.
Yeah, hello.
Note the time of the bite so that it can be reported to an emergency room healthcare provider if needed. If possible, I thought this was rather intricate but smart. If possible, try to remember to draw a circle around the affected area and mark the time of the bite and the initial reaction.
Oh.
If you are able, redraw the circle around the site of injury, marking the progression of time. So if it gets bigger, mm-hmm. and you're going to say, okay, at 12 o'clock, it was this big. Then 20 minutes later, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're graphing it.
Yeah. It is helpful to remember what the snake looks like.
So you draw
size,
a picture on the snake on your skin next to it.
Right. With its mouth open like it's biting you again. That's just fun for the whole family.
Yeah, and you might get some kind of like deal to draw graphic novels.
Oh, that would be great.
Right, if there happens to be like a publisher at the hospital when you get there.
Yeah.
And see your work.
Did you draw that snake on your arm? It's wonderful.
I thought it was real for a second.
I'm going to hire you.
Its size and the type of snake, if you know it, in order to tell the emergency room staff, don't apply a tourniquet. Don't try to suck the venom out.
Dang it. That's Chris. Something I always have wanted to do.
Do not pick up the snake or try to trap it.
Okay.
Never handle a venomous snake, not even a dead one or its decapitated head.
Oh, not even its decapitated head?
Especially if you're pregnant.
Oh, dang it. All these things are...
Do not wait for symptoms to appear if bitten. Get medical help right away. Do not... Karen's going to have a problem with that one. This one. Do not slash the wound with a knife or cut it in any way. Why would anyone do that?
I think they have to put all these do nots in here because
people
of
have
Rambo.
Because of Rambo.
Rambo, like, did everything wrong.
Yeah. Do not apply ice or immerse the wound in water.
Oh, wow.
Because you would maybe do that. I could see doing that. Do not drink alcohol as a painkiller.
I'd want to do that.
Do not take aspirin, ibuprofen, or naproxen.
I definitely think that would be a good idea.
This is my favorite one, that these two things were put together and that they were included at all.
Okay.
Do not apply electric shock or folk therapies.
Folk therapies?
So yes. No Joni Mitchell.
I was going to say the same thing.
Do not put on the album Blue. Do not jump on a trampoline. Do not go shoe shopping.
It's so weird. At the emergency department, you may be... Who has access to an electric shock? And is like, you know what would work right now? Yeah. Thank God I bought this.
Let me stick my this fork.
You know what I have in my kitchen? I'll be right back.
Yeah. At the emergency department, you may be given antibiotics to prevent or treat developing infections, medicine to treat your pain, a special type of antivenin depending on the type of snake that bit you and the severity of your symptoms. Okay. Now, preventing snake bites. Don't go there.
Don't go where snakes are.
The end.
Some bites are nearly impossible to prevent. These include snakes that bite you when you accidentally step out in the woods.
Don't go in the woods.
Or step on it in the woods. But you can take steps to reduce your chance of being bitten by a snake. These include leave snakes alone. Mm-hmm. Many people are bitten because they try to kill a snake or get too close to it.
Yeah.
Just no one needs to be a hero here.
No, thank you.
You're going to be a dead hero. Stay out of tall grass unless you wear thick leather boots mm-hmm. and remain on hiking paths as much as possible. Keep hands and feet out of areas you can't see. Don't pick up rocks or firewood unless you are out of a snake striking distance. Meaning just like don't bend over.
Yes.
Be cautious and alert when climbing rocks. Okay.
I cannot believe my son has not been bitten by a snake yet in the wild.
That is crazy. But now you know what to do. Keep mm-hmm. it lower than his heart.
Yes.
Don't apply ice. Don't slash it with a knife.
I know.
And leave the shock therapy in its case.
And I'm always hiking with that shock therapy
I know.
System in my backpack.
To fight off the bears.
Yep.
Okay. Are you ready to hear a story?
Yeah.
All right. This is just some guy's blog. But it's very interesting.
I love the source.
And there are, well, I know it's true because there are pictures.
Okay.
And the pictures are incredibly intense.
Mm-hmm.
The story is on one tab.
Okay.
And the pictures are on the other.
Oh, so he gives you the choice to,
you're not just assaulted. Right.
With the photos.
But even for me, I was a bit like,
whoa. Okay.
Okay. On July 21st, 2002, just after my 13th birthday, I was bitten by a Northern Pacific rattlesnake. The snake was originally identified as a Western Diamondback rattlesnake, but that species is not found near Yosemite. I was located on a trail in a hiking area near Yosemite National Park, California. The bite occurred when I was sitting on a small boulder at a distance of 4.5 miles from the trailhead with my cabin group at camp. I had my arms dangling at my side, and a 5-foot-long rattlesnake bit me in the middle of my left palm.
Ugh.
Just sitting there minding his own business.
He was just sitting there.
Sitting on a rock.
Being a good boy.
From this point, an amazing rescue took place, taking 4 hours to transport me the 4.5 miles to the trailhead. The camp director had previously called the hospital and a helicopter was waiting at the trailhead. I don't know why it took 4 hours. I'm not...
Because it was 4 miles to the trailhead?
Yeah. Does it take that long to... I guess it does take that long to walk. Okay. During the 30-minute helicopter ride, I was going in and out of consciousness, having trouble keeping my eyes open. We arrived at the Modesto, California hospital, where the doctor in the emergency room decided that my case was too severe to treat at that medical center. He told me this, which was the last thing I heard before going unconscious.
Wow.
Imagine, like, you don't have your parents, you're 13.
Little guy.
Although I was unconscious for approximately the next 24 hours, I have heard about the following events from my parents. I was taken from the Modesto Hospital to the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento, the trauma center for Northern California. My snake bite was determined to be too severe for Modesto to deal with. That's two hospitals. It's too severe to deal with. Starting at the time that I left the Modesto Hospital and over the course of the next day or two, I was given 30 vials of antivenin. At the UC Davis Hospital, I underwent a phaseotomy, which involved the doctors...
sucking the poison out?
No, I'm just looking at Garen because I'm worried about him.
I don't like the name.
Cutting open my arm from the palm up to about the middle of my biceps.
Jeez, come on.
This was to relieve the extreme pressure that had built up in my arm from the rattlesnake's venom, making my arm as hard as a rock until the phaseotomy. I spent the next 35 days in the UC Davis Hospital. 35 days.
Oh, my God.
Had 8 surgeries performed for cleaning out the dead tissue from my arm and finally had a skin graft from my leg to close up my arm, which had remained open for 30 days after the phaseotomy until the skin graft surgery.
That poison is no joke.
No.
Venom.
That is 10 surgeries in total at UC Davis.
Whoa.
I was released from the hospital on August 24th, 2002. Oh, man, it was during the summer.
Yeah.
That sucks. Ugh. Had 4 months of intense occupational therapy and flew to Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina for a follow-up surgery. This was a vascular flap surgery. I don't like flap used in no. During which they took a chunk of skin and muscle from my back.
You're using a lot of words I'm not like very fond of.
Yeah.
A chunk, flap. please don't say moist next.
Slacks. Chunk of skin and muscle from my back, attached its blood vessels to the ones in my arm using microsurgery, and then stitched it to my arm. I mean, his back and leg were fine, and now they have to get all
but now he has to recover from those.
Yeah. Although 2 emergency surgeries were required within 24 hours on account of blood loss, the vascular flap was a success, and after 6 more months of occupational therapy, my hand had a significant improvement in mobility from when I left UC Davis and could move each finger only 2 to 3 millimeters. My hand now has full mobility and is about 80% as strong as it was before, thanks to my dad and I resuming our rock climbing after a 1-year break due to the lack of strength in my left hand. I use it for about 90% of the things I used to do with my left hand. He's right-handed.
Okay.
13 surgeries, $700,000 worth of helicopter flights, surgeries, and hospital stays. He said, paid by my insurance, of course. Of course?
Of course. Good.
And 20 months later, I am very happy with the outcome of this experience and my good fortune of getting through all this without any significant loss.
Wait, so he's 15?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. No, because he said 2000 and...
He's an adult now. 2002.
Yeah, no, this was in 2002. It's just 20, been up there this 20
years
long.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
Oh, he died. I don't know.
But he was 15 when he wrote this.
Yeah, he was 15 when he wrote it. That's why he thinks the insurance covered everything. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't... He might not have written it when he was 15.
No, because it said 20 months later, I am very happy with the outcome.
Got it.
So he did.
Okay.
Which is probably why it's like just a blog.
Yes.
And not, you know, I don't know, a TikTok stack. Or something.
It's a TikTok now.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty
crazy.
That's
wild.
Just for hanging out at summer camp.
Just sitting there on a rock at Yosemite.
When I was a kid, my mom, my dad, and my brother and I were walking at Mayberry Park in Michigan. And we went through, they were called the horse trails. So they weren't cement. They were just, you know, dirt trails. Mm-hmm. And at one point, memory may exaggerate this, but at one point we were... we were walking and we had stumbled into a nest or something of rattlesnakes.
Oh my God.
And there were dozens of baby rattlesnakes, which babies, if I'm not mistaken, are more potent.
Yeah.
Their venom is stronger if they bite you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
That's true. But they were everywhere. And I remember climbing my dad, shrieking in fear.
Oh, were you little?
Yeah, we were like single digits, I think. Probably 9, maybe 10.
Uh-huh.
But I've never forgotten it.
Yeah.
In my mind, they're falling from the trees.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that was
that
happening.
That might not
have
been happening.
They were everywhere all over the
trail. Where were you guys?
The trail. Just at a state park.
But do they have rattlesnakes in Michigan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think no?
I just didn't think they had those kind. I thought they were that rattlesnakes were only on the West Coast for some reason.
No, they were curling up. So
did you just run? What did you do?
We just kept going. We just got out of there.
Were they really close to you?
They were all over the trail, everywhere.
So you had to step over them.
I was on my dad's shoulder. Climbing up, and my brother. I guess my mom was carrying my brother.
I forgot you guys are twins. So right?
No,
you're not twins. Why did I think you're twins? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that you're both gay.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Okay. So a different kind of twins.
Very similar.
You said we were 10, so I was confused for a second. All right. Anyway,
wow, crazy story,
crazy, right? And if you are curious, you can see
the photos.
I mean, you can see his arm open, but then you can also see the graft.
Garen's asking to see it right now.
He's got a foot.
If you guys want to see me pass out, then
he's got an ankle coming out of his arm. It's all fucked up.
Did Princess Kate Photoshop it?
She did. It's weird.
Thank you for that incredible story.
Yeah, and we will be back right after this.
Can't wait.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Christine. How was your break?
Delightful.
What'd you do? Scroll? Scroll?
Yeah, you know, I was looking for more women in pajamas giving me Princess Kate updates, but to no avail.
So what is the leading theory? That they're getting divorced, right? It's not that she's dying from a stomach surgery?
I mean, there's a lot of jokes about, she got a BBL and it didn't go well.
Oh, a Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah. I don't think that's top of mind for Princess Kate, a BBL.
No,
I don't think that's something
top of mind for me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I fully support it.
Thanks.
But I don't think that women of that class in England are going for BBLs. I don't think that's a thing they do.
It's a new era.
It is. You're right. Maybe that's her thing. Maybe we'll find her and she'll have the juicy booty.
I think she's already got a juicy booty, doesn't she?
She seems like she has a very tiny
booty. Oh, her sister does.
Pippa?
That's you know what? Pippa's whole thing is that she's got a great ass, right? That's her whole thing.
I haven't been keeping up with Pippa.
No, that's her whole thing is that she wears the fascinator and she's got a great
ass. What's a fascinator?
Oh, I can't believe I'm educating you on something. A fascinator is those crazy, very decorative tiny hats they wear to weddings and stuff.
Yeah, I don't. This is a whole,
you know, the British
know how they always
wear.
British class systems.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a whole other level of class.
Trident. What is in the gums? Now we have Chris Fairbanks here, so I'm talking like him. Remember in the gum commercials where they would show the different levels of the gum?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Like tiger stripe gum?
No.
And they all had different colors. Remember that gum?
Oh, yeah.
Should we bring Chris in?
Yeah.
He wants to talk about this gum with us.
Yeah, once we start talking about gum, I'll just interrupt.
We brought him in on the gum talk.
The first half of the show, we talked about being threatened by a snake. Go with it. And now we're talking about being threatened in your home with Chris Fairbanks,
welcome
how are
to the
you?
Show.
Thank you. Thanks Thank for you for coming. Having me.
We have tried to get you on the show for quite a long time, so we're very excited to have you.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm bad with my email because I have problems with it, and I'm sorry if I missed.
No, it's quite okay. Did you ever get gum stuck in your hair as a kid?
I'm sure I did. I don't recall.
Oh, I very clearly recall because I had very long hair, and I think there was... It's just a blurry of peanut butter, ice, and scissors.
Yeah.
Something about peanut butter was supposed to get it out.
One time these kids on a ski bus, a bus that takes you to a place where you ski, wrapped my hair in duct tape. I forgot about
what?
That.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
that's not your story.
I wasn't used to being bullied.
Wait a second. Did you have very long, you have curly hair. Did you have big curly hair?
I had some hair, yeah. I had like... Bangs. I would grow out these bangs and cut the rest because I wanted bangs. But yeah, I had basically.
And they took duct tape and wrapped it around your head?
Like a headband, yeah. And then I was like, but I had to shave my head. Yeah.
You just shave it?
Oh, yeah.
You mean you had it for the whole trip?
I was kind of looking for a reason to shave my head.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah. You could have worked out
then. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Were these friends of yours?
No, there used to be, it's funny, animosity between when snowboarding was new, all the skiers didn't appreciate snowboarding.
Oh, okay.
Because no one was good at snowboarding yet.
Right.
And we did, in fact, just slip sideways down the hill.
Right.
Because skiers are faster. I will say that.
Okay.
So they have two effective edges.
Apparently, they're very fast. They got you while you were sitting. You couldn't move.
Yeah, I didn't even react. I'm like, go ahead and do whatever you're doing. I'm sure it's not going to be worth it. And then it was like, oh, touche. I have to shave my head.
Oh.
But yeah, and they were younger than me. That's what really.
Oh my God. Yeah. Why didn't you punch them in the face?
Yeah, exactly. That's
kind of. Or take your snowboard and just plank him in the face with it.
I should have planked him with my snowboard.
Plank him.
I should have just planked and showed them how strong my back was.
That'll show them.
Yeah. Look at this, you guys. Yoga.
Wow, you were doing yoga when you were in, fourth grade?
Very ahead of my time. Very ahead. My mom was she really was in Montana. I had a mom that did yoga and was vegetarian and
I love that.
In the 80s. I mean, come on. She was ahead of her time.
She was.
I knew some downward dogs.
It did keep your back strong.
Yeah.
You may know Chris from his stand-up. He's a really, really good stand-up.
Hey,
What's the name of your special?
It's called Rescue Cactus.
It's a
couple years old. It's just on YouTube now.
And it's
just go watch
super funny. You should watch it. It's really, really funny. And he's touring, but he also co-hosts Do You Need a Ride with Karen Kilgariff, which is a great podcast.
Thank you.
And the premise originally was that you would take comics from the airport, pick them up at the airport.
Or drop them off, And I think there was one missed flight, and we felt bad about that. So, because we really are taking them to the airport. And in the time, I mean, we've been doing it 10 years now, Lyft and Uber started.
Oh, yeah. So now you have to become a Lyft driver and take people to the
airport. If you listen to the early episodes, I was just stressed out. I was driving. It was before we realized Karen is a much better driver. I think women in general, they can talk and do things and drive all at the same time, whereas I think most men have to get quiet.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've learned.
Not as good for a podcast.
No. Yeah, it's much better. And now we just drive around a comics neighborhood.
I want to ask you guys, especially I'm interested, Chris, if you saw this article about how much comics are being paid in L.A. That just came out.
Wait, comics are getting paid in L.A.?
Really? What?
So, I don't know. I meant to bring this up earlier, but I'm glad we have a comic who's actually out doing stand-up still to ask, because this is delighting me so much. So this article came out recently, and I think it came out in The Hollywood Reporter, and they spoke to, like, a manager instead of comics, and he was like, oh, yeah, young comic coming out can make a good living, like, from anywhere from, like, $1,250 to $2,000 a week and really just make a good living doing stand-up in L.A. now. And so then the Vulture just had a rebuttal where they actually spoke to a bunch of comics like Lori Kilmartin and Moshi Kasher, lots of people you guys know, who were like, you can make, like, zero. Here, we'll give him a second.
Sorry,
No, it's okay.
I just this news of I'm so excited.
Chris Fairbanks died when I was telling him this.
This lump turned into a dollar sign.
They were like, usually you make like zero to like
$25,
$15 a show, maybe 20. So you can maybe make $50 a week on a good week, but almost always you're also running a show in which you lose money because you're paying to have a venue.
Why would they say that? And that's criminal.
The manager obviously was like, yeah, I'm booking. They live in LA and they're making a good living because I fly them to these clubs. They're actually saying they were getting paid in Los Angeles, not traveling.
Yes, yes. They figured out that maybe this person from CAA whatever was basing it on like taking numbers of like people who are like Seinfeld Gaffigan levels
and then
dividing it among like some reverse engineering bananas and
mean income.
Yeah. So,
if you include Gaffigan,
all these comics who've been here, you know, years and years and years and for 20 years have been doing stand up and are like, that's definitely not how it works. And I'm still like doing Uber as a second job.
That's really gross. It's
like they don't want people who like are 18 living in Montana going, oh, I should just go out to LA because I'm going to make $100,000 a year doing stand up.
Jesus Christ.
It's the dumbest thing. Wow. So I'm really curious for you guys to
like, were they including the waiting job? Because that's how people are going to make the money. They're not really going to make it on stage.
No, it's so crazy.
That's bonkers.
He's just basing it on income bank statements.
Right.
I don't know where this money came from,
exactly.
But this guy's pulling in $500 a week. It does say Starbucks. Asterisk. Wow.
And so we can find out, people can find out where you're performing on chrisfairbanks.com, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And I currently don't have a booker, so it's an unimpressive list right now, but I'm working on all that.
So you have to book all your own stuff.
He kind of retired, I think.
You think?
Yeah, it's a shame. I really like him, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So right now I'm kind of just golfing and skating and podcasting.
Wow.
But that sounds fun.
It is. I am a man of leisure, but it's got to stop. I got to start focusing on stand-up. So lately, yes, in general, I've never taken a break, but lately I have been.
So
but
let
it's
yourself
not...
have a break.
Exactly.
Just let your... okay, so the reason you're here today is tell us a story. When are we? Where are we?
I Matt DeGraw on MySpace. So this takes us back to 2010.
2010? MySpace was still a thing in 2010?
Yeah, I think Facebook was around too, but...
It was just you and her.
Yeah, 2009.
You were the last two people on...
No, I'm thinking of the last time I talked to her. I don't know.
Okay.
But it's been a while.
Okay.
It's more than 15 years.
All right.
And I this girl contacted me on MySpace out of the blue, and I was like, oh, do you like comedy? And she's like, no, I just found you. So I'm like, okay.
She just liked your picture.
Yeah. No red flags there.
Right. So I'm just like, oh, this will be hilarious. This is clearly some man with his pants down in a basement. And but she wanted to meet me, and she was a beautiful girl. And I was like, okay, this is before any of us got catfished. I have stories about that.
Really?
Yeah, bizarre. Like, I just ignore everything now.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I've been trained. Any phone, anyone calling where it's not in my...
Right.
I just don't answer.
Right.
Who knows what opportunities. Maybe to make $3,000 a week doing stand-up. I just haven't answered.
So it is possible. You just haven't been answering your phone.
Yes, right. Yes.
You were supposed to
my emails.
Yes.
You don't even know you got cast on White Lotus.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird that they wouldn't leave a message.
We didn't answer, so I guess...
doesn't want it.
We'll go with that other guy.
His mailbox isn't set up. but I did notice that in her photos and in her top eight, remember that?
Yes.
That was stressful.
There was a guy in a lot of her photos. So I was like, I think she might have a boyfriend, even if she isn't asking like it. Then one day you can tell when someone has a breakup there.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's my sleuthing.
Yes.
That's a non gross word for what it is. I'm just doing a little sleuthing. But he was a MMA guy. He was like, I saw him in photos with known fighters, and there was pictures of him fight. He had like a black, one of those intimidating black mouthpieces.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
So I didn't really pay attention to what he looked like. But anyway, I did talk to her again. I did go meet her, and it was her, and she was a sweet. We had a great time. I even got a tattoo with her. I've covered it, but it was like, she's like, dude, I dare you to get a heart tattooed.
Because
she.
Band-aid over.
There's a less than three. And this was so far back where she texted a less than three. I did get a Band-Aid over it.
Yeah.
I think she got like a rose over hers. But I didn't know.
Is this Ariana Grande?
No.
Okay, I just had to check real quick.
And I have decided to just be friends.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But
now you can't go to Wicked. You can't go to the premiere of Wicked.
Oh, is there a premiere of Wicked?
I'm sure there's going to be.
You want to know the best musical I've ever seen?
Yes.
Ghost.
What?
There's a musical for Ghost.
Is that the only musical you've ever
seen? Other musicals?
It was, I was laughing at how cheesy it was, yes. But the effects for Ghost the Musical, like that scene where the ghost is teaching him how to flick a penny and they're in the subway. Yeah. On the stage production, there was like just actors holding on to poles, kind of pretending like they're in a car. But in the front of the stage, there is a mesh screen where they're projecting images, and behind them, they're projecting the image of the city passing by.
Okay.
So the front projection was of a subway car.
Okay.
All the people in the middle and the back. It looked, and you're watching it on stage. Yeah. I'm like, when they carry off Willie, the mugger, the bad guy, the demons, you know, you watch the movie and it's clearly like they have a gel with like pictures of, you know, silhouettes of demons. It looked like he is getting clawed. They're pulling him up with. It was horrifying. People screamed because it looked so scary. Because they're projecting demons and they're wrapping around the stage actor. And I was like, oh my God, is this actually happening? That's why. I highly recommend. I think it ran for a week.
Was it in LA?
Yeah, because the music part was like, this is where we'll throw some pots together.
No.
Like it was really.
I was gonna say, was that on the screen the clay, or did they have an actual?
It took a while to get to the special effects, but man, it was worth it. Ghost the Musical, Pantages, also in 2010. Anyway,
okay,
I got tattoos with this girl. Gave her my information.
You mean like immediately? You got tattoos?
She dared me, and I had never had a tattoo. I'm like, can I get it on my ankle? Because I wear socks every day.
Yeah,
I wear socks so much that they made fun of me in Hawaii. Where did you know no one wears socks in Hawaii? You can't even buy them. You can't.
They're very anti-sock.
I wore socks to the beach, and all these guys.
My son does that, and it's ridiculous. He wears his socks and tennis shoes. I'm like, can I please just get you some sandals just for the beach?
Think often how if I was your son's age, we'd be best pals.
If
I knew it, you know, I if think time travel.
I agree.
Something.
I think you would be.
Yeah, we're similar brains. Interest wise.
Yes.
Both into miniatures. Yes. Anyway.
So on the first date, you got the tattoo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was. She was.
Ariana.
Yeah, I was like, I was trying to make her happy. She was delightful.
Real cute.
In
okay.
the gang. In the big.
Oh, boy.
And then, so I went home the next day. This MMA guy had driven all the way from down almost San Diego to my house, knocked on the door, and my roommate, I think Tig or Huntsberger, just let him in. They thought, it looks like someone Chris might be friends with.
Yeah,
he just came and said, is Chris here? I was getting dressed in my room. I didn't even have shoes on in this.
Socks?
He definitely had socks on, right?
Yeah.
I did not. That's the thing. I feel so vulnerable without socks.
Okay.
It's the worst time for an MMA fighter to break into my room.
Yeah.
He got right in my face. I'm like, I'm not wearing socks. And he's like, I came to kick your ass. And I was like, this is terrible news.
You're like, let me put my socks on. Did you recognize him right away from the photos?
I didn't. I was just
so you had no idea why this person
giant man.
Honest, to be honest, I just was like, who is this beautiful dude? He looked like who's the guy in Magic Mike? Like he looked like that. But like
what's that guy's name?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
He's a real Tatum-y looking dude.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, so, and in a very, you know, I just, when you see someone that looks like that, you're like kind of happy to see him. Like, sure. Look at this handsome guy. Guy filled with youth and muscles.
Yeah, he can only be bringing good news.
It really threw him off that I had seemed happy to see him.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. Because
his plan, I know, was to just come in and beat me up right, and choke me out. And he did push me a couple times. Whoa. But the main thing he did is... because I knew, the one thing I did know about him is that he did not have parents that talked to him.
How did you know this?
In talking about her quote-unquote ex while down there.
Oh, she so she like, did, okay, so let's just like, rewind for a second.
Yes,
so she
I missed.
Did mention that she had an ex.
And that she was living with a boyfriend and they had just broken up. And so, because I was like, so do you have a boyfriend? You know, we had that conversation. Okay.
You're getting tattoos and she's like, I have this... MMA fighter. He also has no contact with his parents.
And the tattoo guy was just waiting with the needle hovering. So it's confirmed you've broken up. Really painful on the ankle.
Oh, yeah. The skin is very thin there.
Yeah. And I got it covered on this show I was working on where I'd interview all these tattoo guys.
Yeah.
I was like, what should I get covered with? It's just a montage of them all saying a skull.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And then one guy was like, how about a Band-Aid? And I'm like, let's do it. And and it was so painful. Oh, I was just sweating.
So then you did it a second time, even though you knew how painful it was.
Yeah, because I knew it'd be good for camera, and it didn't look real enough.
Okay.
When the guy was just hovering with the needle.
Oh.
But when I worked on that show, there was a guy that that knew this and was friends with this fighter. And
My God.
So for a couple of years, I kept seeing the guy.
Whoa.
And because I talked him out of it. That's how I got out.
Okay, yeah. So we're back. We're back.
I bounce around a lot.
No, that's okay. We're here to keep
on. I just start talking about gum again.
Okay.
The way that I got out of it was kind of talking to him like a father figure. I was like, this is such a bad idea. You have that job at the doctor's office, right? You would get fired from that. You've come into my home. I didn't welcome you. That's like... jail and stuff.
Right. Good for you.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible because she said you guys broke up. I never would get. Also, I'm being kind of a wuss because I was scared that was going to.
I mean,
it
listen.
Was like my.
You had no choice. I mean, no one's a wuss when faced with that guy.
That's the reason I'm a comic is I grew up in Montana where there was fights all the time. That's all kids did is drive around downtown, park under the bridge, and you'd make eye contact with someone, and they'd start fighting you.
Oh my God.
Everyone I went to high school with wore batting gloves and drove around in a truck with a gun in the rack. No one got shot back then, but you would get punched.
Yeah.
And at lunch, if there's someone from the other high school... you'd have to fight them. That's just how
it was.
There was nothing else to do, probably.
I've had my nose broken twice trying to talk my way or joke my way out of a situation.
Did you just make eye contact with someone and that's what happened?
Yeah, I bat my lashes and give them the wrong impression.
Oh, jeez.
And then, just feed me the fists. but yeah, I just talked my way out of it. Like,
so did you see, did you see the light bulb go on off in him? Like, oh, this guy's right. Like, did you see the moment where he's like, oh, I guess I'm not going to beat him up?
I could tell right away, even though I could tell he was nervous and didn't want, he wasn't like an evil guy. It was crazy that he came into my house, but he just wanted to scare me.
Okay.
And when I said, oh my God, I thought you guys broke up. And then he was like, well, we did, but we still are living together.
Whoa.
There's a cat. And I'm like, a cat? I didn't know there was a cat. This guy likes cats. And I was like, yeah, I knew what cat he was talking about. So we talked about the cat.
Oh my God.
Then he started crying. Like,
he
just know she's really manipulative. And I'm so sorry. And I had my hand on his shoulder. Like I was being... genuinely felt bad.
Yeah.
That
This is the start of a buddy movie.
Yeah, because then I would see, the next time I saw him, I was like, hey, remember me? And he's like, I was so crazy back then. Aww. Sorry. And then another time, because he had quit fighting. He was like a skydiver person. Like insane squirrel suits and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And then I kept...
You can make money doing that.
Yeah. One time he invited me to a thing. And I'm like, do you forget how we met? Because I saw that girl off and on for a while.
Okay, oddly. So I was going to ask.
And then I saw pictures of her... like skydiving with him, and I was like, okay, we're just one happy family. I don't, whatever.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
So you and her dated a bit after that.
Believe it or not, yeah, yeah. She felt terrible, but she can't control what this jealous ex is doing.
Wait, I have a pretty pertinent question.
Yes.
How did he get your address?
When he just looked at her phone, I believe, and saw the picture of our matching uh-huh. ankle tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And then here's my address.
For her.
If you want
to text. Okay.
Come to where I live. Sorry, I get choked up when I talk about anal. I just remember how you had to do the alphanumeric text. I get nostalgic. It was a flip phone. No, it wasn't that long ago. But yeah, he just looked at her phone. My address was right on there.
Oh, Jesus.
He drove to my house, yeah.
So... okay, so she knew he like left right away. She knew that's where he was going.
I don't know. I
oh, because she didn't call
so.
You to warn
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, she didn't know. I called and said, "Hey, guess who visited me?" And she was horrified. And
oh, she didn't know.
No, no. Oh, like she now go beat him up. This is where he keeps his money. Like,
no, I just
the whole thing. That explains why a beautiful girl was right. What a weird way to try and
they're
mug
rolling
me.
You. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it
took... So okay, so you dated her on and off.
Yeah,
and then. But she was still living with him.
I don't think. I think there's just an overlap. They had to find a place to put, send that cat off to a farm or
right.
something. And then once, I don't know.
So, but then she
was, got the cat.
But then you saw her skydiving with him. So you're like, oh, they're back together.
That was later. That was after her and I were off. And then she was maybe back with him skydiving.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, they look
so
great.
So it wasn't a long-term relationship.
No. But I do. I am... friendly with her even to
oh you
this
are
day.
Okay so was, wait what was the tattoo you got with the girl
it was this heart
it was a heart
yeah it's a less than three when she first texted me that
oh that's what that means it, less than three is heart
shortly after
yeah,
that
like sideways
yeah,
right
shortly after that it would default to an
emoji, actual heart of emoji
yeah
oh, okay.
yeah but at the time I'm like I don't know what is that a ass with a birthday hat
okay
I didn't know what it was supposed to be. I knew it was supposed to be something.
Okay.
But she thought it was funny. Oh, you 15 years older than me. You don't know what that
right.
means. Ha ha. And so we got a tattoo of that just because of that.
Oh, I see. That's actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
But then, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But covered it up. Yep.
Wow.
And, yeah. But it's funny that we took a photo of our ankles and that's what.
That's what he saw.
Proceeded. Yeah. I would
He's
now
like,
I'm
just
like
just broke up and we're living together still and you go get matching
exactly.
tattoos.
It is
with some dude in like a day.
Yes.
I can see driving it's, to that person's
yeah.
house
yeah.
and being and, like, I gotta go see what's up.
Yeah. And then as we drove off, I was like, God, that's like $100,000 car.
Oh,
he was
wow.
wealthy. After he had pushed me and tried to get me riled up, I was like, oh, don't do that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
I'm your dad, man.
You're going to push your dad?
He looked at my bed. I'd just done laundry, and there's a big, like, snuggle spare heap of clothes on my bed. And he's like, said something about, oh, you're a comedian, and you have the room this messy. And I'm, and something about making fun of my messy room.
Okay.
And I was like, I just did laundry. Sorry, if I'd known you were coming to kick my ass, I would have spruced up the place. And he laughed.
Oh, that's
that.
Great.
So I was like, oh, he's fine. I just made him laugh.
That yeah. Oh, my God, that's yeah. so... I really.
But man, he was a big kid.
Yeah.
Compared to me, I'm
yeah.
not a big person, you know. But and I did the whole time, my plan B, but I had coffee. I was
oh.
like, when he came in, I was getting dressed and everything, but I had this hot coffee. And I'm like, what if I just volleyball hit him in the chin? Ouch, coffee cup to the chin, but then also hot
yes.
coffee. Sherwin Williams
yes.
down the burning, scalding. It was hot coffee. So he's like, I got this hot coffee.
That is a good backup.
I had a mug, and he knew I had the mug. I'm like, what if I hit you with this mug?
Yeah. He saw that mug.
Chris, this has been so much fun. All right, well, we will be right back with what did we learn today?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Danielle?
Christine?
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
So ready.
The greater the birthday, the lesser the fucks given.
If only.
British journalist and author Omid Scobie, what a name, recently released a new book titled Endgame, Inside the Royal Family and the Monarchy's Fight for Survival. Okay. According to the tell-all book, William, 41, was accused of cheating on Kate, 41, with Rose Hanbury, 39, who is the Marian Marchian... Marchioness of Cholm.
Words you've never heard before.
Cholmondeley and married to David Cholmondeley. Margarine was so close.
Yeah.
The 7th Marquess of Cholmondeley. While neither of the three ever addressed the rumors, the scandal was brought back into the spotlight after Omid's book hit the shelves.
So wait a second. So this is from a long time ago then.
Well, November 23, not that long ago.
Oh, the book just hit the shelves in November?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, but I think it didn't, maybe.
Maybe she's a slow reader.
Yes. Kate was like, what's this book? I'm going to take a look at it. I'm also just baffled by how people this high profile could manage to pull off an affair. I'm surprised when anyone
apparently didn't pull it off.
Yes, you're right.
People know about it.
It's best to get medical help after any kind of snake bite just in case it is venomous. Okay.
Also, if you listen to Cold Hearted Snake by Paula Abdul, also seek medical help.
He, just look into his eyes. He's got.
Look into his eyes.
He's as cold as ice?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ground-dwelling snakes, such as garter snakes and rattlesnakes, lack the adaptations necessary for climbing trees and are more adapted to life on the ground. They typically have a heavier body. They're thick. They're less flexible tail and smaller scales on their bellies that do not provide as much traction for climbing. So additionally, some species of snakes, such as the burrowing snake, spend the majority of their time underground. Okay?
Interesting. Okay. On the other hand,
arboreal snakes, such as tree snakes, boa constrictors, and vipers, have adaptations that help them climb and live in trees. Okay? This includes long, slender bodies, specialized scales on their bellies for gripping, and muscles that allow them to wrap around branches and maintain stability.
Gotcha.
Okay? All right, here, this is important. Whatever you do, in the case of a snake bite, do not use folk. All right?
Got it.
A fascinator is a formal headpiece, a style of millinery. Since the 1990s, the term has referred to a type of formal headwear worn as an alternative to the hat. It is usually a large decorative design attached to a band or clip.
Right.
Well, I got to see more of these.
You've seen them. If you've ever seen pictures from any royal wedding.
Yes.
Of the attendants, you've seen them.
Okay. MySpace registered its sharpest audience decline in February 2011 as traffic fell 44% from a year earlier to 37.7 million U.S. visitors.
So that would make sense with this timeline, then.
He's not lying, no, as far as we know. Yeah,
much checks out.
We're going to Google a lot of this just to do some... We'll put our fact checkers on it. All right. So I have sad news to report to our listeners. We got a message from Michael and Alina last week to let us know some sad news. I'm going to read his message. Danielle and Christine, I doubt you'll remember my name, but I'm hoping you'll remember meeting me and my husband at your first live recording in LA. We were the gay couple that flew in from Austin. And of course we do.
Of course we remember
them.
They
were lovely.
They were really nice.
I am a bit at a loss as to what to I'm expecting from this message, but I guess that's a general statement for my state of mind as well. Jimmy passed away suddenly 2 weeks ago, and I keep thinking about the things in his life that gave him comfort and joy. He loved your podcast, and it was a real treat for us to come out and see you. Jimmy was a religious listener of podcasts in general, but yours was easily one of his favorites. Perhaps as you record a future episode, you might dedicate it to him. I wish there was a topic that I could suggest that would benefit. Sorry, guys. I wish there was a topic that I could suggest that would befit him, but my guess is you already covered anything I could think of. Yeah, and sometimes, Michael, we cover it twice.
Right.
I'll be honest and say I don't listen to podcasts much. I am familiar with his because they were always on after dinner. I say this to let you know that I probably wouldn't notice an episode dedicated to him and would love a heads up if it's something you're open to doing. Much love and appreciation. And we did tell him, you know, we wrote him back and let him know, right. You know, how much we appreciated him letting us know this. And he sent us a little information about Jimmy that says, as a podcast addict, Jimmy spent practically every waking moment with friends in his ears. He was extremely fond of Danielle and Christine and came out to L.A. to see their first live recording. One special moment among many in his much too short life. Thank you for the joys, laughs, and fun. And a nice picture that we'll put in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Michael, we are so sorry for your loss.
So I'm sure absolutely. It's incredibly devastating. We are so sorry.
Can't imagine how you must be feeling right now. And of course, we would love to put this photo in our newsletter. We remember meeting you both, and we're just so touched that you both came out to see us. So,
and this episode is dedicated to Jimmy. So yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michael. And we will be thinking about you. And we really appreciate you letting us know, because that really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
And we always appreciate hearing from our listeners about everything going on in their lives. Yeah. It really touches us to know, you know, that we are in your homes. And
yeah, it's just sort of surreal because we just come here once a week and do the show. And we think like, oh, people are actually listening. And yes. That's really lovely to discover. So thank you, guys.
And until next time,
remain calm.
Nailed it.